Welcome to Just Deep Breathe, a podcast that teaches and helps those living with chronic stress, physical and emotional pain. Relax, restore, renew, revive your personal and spiritual self-care. Each week we present simple, practical thoughts and measures to help you connect your physical to your spiritual inner healing wisdom. These can be done even if you have no me time. Now here's your host, Chip Oshambari, a retired nurse, midwife, massage therapist, and energy and spiritual mentor.
Thank you, Cindy, for such a great introduction, and thank you all for being here. This is Chipo, your podcast host of Just Deep Breathe. And we got some exciting news to share with you before I go anywhere. Just Deep Breathe has made the following top listener chart on Good Pods. Number 38 in the top 100 self-improvement chart, and number 62 in the top 100 educational chart. So this is all you're doing because you've been listening to us. Really, you've made us. We are now number 65, and really enjoying, you know, the feedback we get from you. We get so excited that at least the people that are listening, you are getting something out of it. So that's really what I'm so proud of, that we are doing something. We are helping those who are listening. Let's begin with our deep breath in. Hold the deep breath and release. And one more time, deep breath in. Hold your deep breath and breathe out. So today we are at podcast number 65, and I felt that we need to get some trust, because the way I started the podcast thing is what really trusting something inside me that was going, you know, you like to speak and there's something burning inside that perhaps you can help maybe just one person to get some benefit from your wacky ideas outside the box, you know, school of thought outside box. And I followed that. You know, I've been excited about it. If I missed a day, I think when I was sick, maybe there might be one or two that I didn't produce a podcast. But you know what? That was just a couple of, maybe I know one for sure that last 2 weeks ago, but otherwise been really, really good podcasting and sharing things. You know, people might think you are all over the map. I'm just realizing that, you know, I'm very creative. I'm very intuitive. I listen to what I sense that the people I work with want to hear, what's going on in their life. If you know frequency, if you know vibrations, energy, it pulls me to where people are, and that's what comes out. So that's how people learn anyway. You know, some people, yes, they are very organized, but there are a lot of us, some of us, that really, we just like the tree. If you can think of the tree, it's taking it all from different directions at the same time. And it might not be the same information that comes in from the front, whatever the front of the tree is, it might not be the same. So today I thought, let's talk about trust. Let's talk about that intuition. How do you trust? What do we trust? What is it? We are saying trusting ourselves, trusting, is trusting the intuition, is trusting the gut feeling, is trusting something within you without knowing how you learn it, how you know that this is what you just know something that's there. There is something that's guiding me. There is something that I don't know why, I don't know how, but I'm just going to do this. So that's what I call intuition, the gut feeling, the just knowing that something, some people hear a voice, some people feel it in their body, some people see pictures. You know, you see this and go, oh yeah, this is the way I'm supposed to go. So that's what I do. I listen and I hear things. I smell, sometimes the smell that I might smell on orange, or people that are intuitive, they might smell an orange when really there is no oranges around. So if trust that, it's like, okay, this is something is within me, something that knows more than me. That wise one within is the one that is teaching you. So it's look at, okay, so I have that. You know, what is it? Why is that thing guiding me? I used to say, you know, I was born without an operational manual. But now I'm looking at, I'm going, you know what? We were born. We're all born with some operational manual. Only that it wasn't something that was given to our parents, to those who raised us. But we had something, I think the creator said, well, I know I want to give them instructions how to help themselves, but it's going to be something that's going to be buried within you, within this person that's being born to these parents. It's not something that the creator said, okay, let's hand it on to the parents. But what I think the source, the creator, what you want to call it, you know, whatever created him, you, whatever you believe in, I feel it was hidden within us. And we didn't know until we grew up. When we were younger, we had to look up to our parents, our people that raised us. So we followed their guidance, whatever they knew, whatever, how they were raised. That's what they did. But then we started to want to learn about ourselves, say, why am I here? And the answers were hidden inside. And I feel they're still there until we start to explore, to see what those guidance, what is that guidance that's hidden within me. I'm sure you've heard this before, that the answer is within you. But are we listening? Are we asking? Are you asking for guidance? Are you trusting? This is one thing really with intuition is, do you trust? Do you ask? Most of the time our intellect, you know, our mind, our thoughts, is the one that's leading. It's the one that we are trusting more. The stuff that we've created, the one stuff that we've learned and we've stored it in our mind, in our brain. And that's what we follow. But is that really the instructions? Is that really the guidance that's within us? Or is that coming from how we were raised and we just followed that? What if we decide, you know what, I'm going to put this aside and try and start listening to the voice, to a feeling, something within, not the voice of the mind. And I see the mind as a protector. It's trying to make us safe, because that's what our parents, that's what those who raised us wanted us to do, is to protect us. So let's look at, so what is it that I want? Do you know what it is you want? Ask for guidance for that, what it is that you want. Do you know the results that you want to get? What if you were to find, if you don't, you know, this can be learned. I spent, good 10 years studying with one of my best teachers, Dr. Caroline Mace. Some of you might know her. She wrote the book Anatomy of the Spirit. Great book to help you really listen to yourself. So I've done that. And that she really helped me to bring, to hone in to what it is that intuition is for me. It's not the same way that I do, is that it's good for you. It is, but you have your own. It's, I can guide you. Anybody else can guide you to go follow that guidance. I can, somebody else can give you instructions of how they learn to tap into their own guidance, inner guidance. But once you get that idea, it's like somebody can teach you how to bike, to learn to hike, to ride a bike or drive a car. But then what's going to happen is you're going to have to practice. You're going to have to ride that bike on your own. So this is what I'm hoping you are listening to what I'm saying and start to listen to your own guidance that's trying to get you to get where you want to go. And one, I'm going to give you a short exercise. Start listening inside, not your mind. Listen to your heart. Start focusing on your heart and see what that chest, what's underneath there. People might say, well, I listened to my heart and it put me in a bad situation. I went into a bad relationship. Well, but was it or was it you listening to something else? We don't know. So I would say start connecting with your heart. Start connecting with that thing that keeps you alive, that's beating inside you. And just see how much it's going to tell you. Just trust. If it doesn't make sense, don't follow it. Just keep practicing and see what it is. So just listen to your heart. Just keep that deep breathing. It's part of the listening because that's going to help to clear the cobwebs, clear the mind. And let's see what happens. And with that, I'm going to say take a deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out. Another deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out. So with that, I say keep learning. If you already know how to trust your heart, good, go on the next step. I say God bless you and happy trusting yourself. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on Just Deep Breathe. Join our Facebook page, Pathway to Chronic Stress and Pain Relief. And make sure to visit our website at healingbridgefacilitation.com. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate your feedback by sending us your comments to coachchippo@gmail.com or rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell your friends about the show, that would be very helpful to us. If you like the show, you might want to check out where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, Apple, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Relax, restore, renew, revive your physical and spiritual self-care.